was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz.
Welcome back to the Travel Planner Show. You can just picture yourself in one of those big antebellum mansions up on a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River. This is the Travel Planner Show with Kevin
and Sue McCarthy. And with us, we have Marianne Gilchrist from the 1830s Cherry Mansion located in Savannah, Tennessee. And I bet you play that song a lot, the Tennessee Waltz.
I love the Tennessee Waltz. That put me right in the mood. And I'm sitting on a bluff overlooking the Tennessee River instead of the Mississippi, which is even better.
I bet. And you're in Savannah, and you didn't have to go all the way to Georgia. What a deal.
That's right. It's a good deal.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history of the 1830s Cherry Mansion. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Well, thank you. It's my favorite house in the whole wide world, and it was built in 1830. It was built by a man who moved to Savannah, Tennessee from Savannah, Georgia, and he built this home. His wife was homesick for her hometown, so she, I think, is credited with naming our town Savannah also, and he built this home on the banks of the river. Slaves did all of the hard work back in the day. They made the bricks right here on the grounds in the house. It actually has 8 rooms. All the floors are original. It has hand-carved mantles that are original to the house and all the rooms. It has double porches all the way around. I'm on the one right now that overlooks the river.
I knew you were going to say that. I just knew you probably got a glass of iced tea or lemonade there or something with you too, don't you?
I do, and I'm glad you didn't say mint julep. That's what everybody says, and they're the worst thing I've ever tasted.
And they're more Kentucky anyway. Well, there was a lot of history that went on with generals in the war. Can you tell us about some of the generals that were associated with the home during this period?
Sure, I can. The most famous and most important is General Ulysses Grant. He stayed here about 6 weeks, and of course he went on to be president, so he is the biggest noise of the group, but there were other famous Union generals who stayed in the house. The house was occupied for about 6 weeks during the time of the Battle of Shiloh, 3 weeks before the battle and about 3 weeks after. So General Grant was here. Also, General Buell stopped by. Lew Wallace, who later wrote Ben-Hur, was right across the river from the house. Two generals that were very important Union generals died in the house. One was W.H.L. Wallace, who was actually wounded at the Battle of Shiloh. Before him came General C.F. or Charles Smith. He was in Savannah actually before Grant even came and had just a silly accident. He missed his step and fell off of a boat and cut his leg. And
I think we had another Southern president that did that, didn't he, one time?
I don't remember.
Bill Clinton walked off a step somewhere. Yeah, right.
Oh, my favorite guy. But we won't get into those politics.
No, we won't.
Anyway, General Smith hurt himself and refused medical attention and died of gangrene right here in the house. So there are lots of sad stories, but happy times, too. There was kind of a party atmosphere part of the time that the Union guys were in the house. These Southern girls knew how to show a fella a good time, I think, and so there were some fun times too during those weeks.
Well, now, Marianne, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and more particularly your family have been instrumental in restoring and saving this beautiful mansion, have you not?
My dad absolutely saved it from the demolition ball after the Cherry family dispersed and some died, and the descendant that ended up with the house already had a big house on the Tennessee River, and so she began to beg family members to take it, and she was a friend of my dad's, and she sold it to him for just a song, I think, and he did restore it to the condition that it is now in. It was just about to fall in upon itself when he bought it in 1934.
And so, Marianne, now there are tours they can go through, and it's about $10 for adults and $5 for students?
That's right. We do tours, and we like to schedule tours in advance. My husband and I both still work full-time. We are teachers, so the summers are free. But
what number should they call?
We do like to to get a little advance notice.
What number can someone reach you? And also, is it available for like private functions and things like that?
We have done a few wedding receptions just in the grounds. We don't actually open the whole house up, but we do rent the grounds for weddings and receptions. We have, on a real limited basis, rented the whole house for like one or two nights.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 731-607-2753.
And is there a website?
The website is in very bad shape now. It's under repair, but right now it is cherrymansion.citymax.com.
Well, Marianne Gilchrist, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time to explain the Cherry Mansion and be on the Travel Planner Show.
Well, thank you so much. Good talking to both of you.
Thank you for the tour.
Bye-bye.
I could talk to her for hours with that voice. And you said it was a wonderful place.
Oh,
back with tips and tricks and more right after this.